Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 and good morning, good morning, good morning to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, I am your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams, and I am excited about today. Today is Thursday. Thursday for some places, and some places probably already Friday, depending on where you are. Well, maybe not quite yet, huh? Well, maybe in that case, maybe some places it's still Wednesday, depending on what part of the country you are in. But we are right here on the East Coast, and we are excited. Well, you know, we have the East Coast Christian Writers Conference coming up this Saturday. The East Coast Christian Writers Conference in North Carolina, where we are going to welcome a bunch of future authors. We're going to teach them everything they need to do in order to get their book done. How to get started, where to go, how to get support. And we are excited about that. We can't wait to get to North Carolina to show that group of folk what to do. And while we're down there, we will probably have somewhat of a power party. Now we offer the Release Your Power parties. So we're excited about that. We just have so many things to be excited for. What else do we have going? We also have going June the 8th. If you are in or around the New Jersey area, please make sure you get in touch with me and find out about how you can attend a Release Your Power workshop. At the Release Your Power workshop, this is where we're going to empower you to live your dream, get the job of your dream, get that promotion, start that business, go back to school, raise that family, get married, get divorced. Now, whatever it is that you want to do to be a success in life, you want to be a success, we have some strategies for you to follow. Now, I can't make a lot of guarantees, but one guarantee I can do, I can make for you, that I guarantee that if you show up at one of these power parties, this is my guarantee, my money back guarantee. Most of the power parties use very low cost to get in, just usually the cost of a copy of the book, Release Your Power. But let me tell you, the one we're having at the church is just $10. That's going to be June 8th at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church, 142 Maple Avenue. Believe me, you. And let me tell you, the one guarantee that I can make money back is that you won't be disappointed. You will not be disappointed when you attend any of these power parties. You will absolutely enjoy everything that we do. The networking, the support, the activities, the workbook. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. It is going to be absolutely amazing. It is going to be totally awesome. I'm so excited about North Carolina. I'm excited about the people that I'm going to meet there. I'm excited about some new people. Oh my God. If you are in a city where you would like to host your own power party, let's just say you're in New Jersey, you're in New York. Oh, yes. And speaking of New York, we are going to Harlem. We have some dates to go to Harlem, where we are going to be there having a great and wonderful time. We have been to Harlem, but not in the capacity to go and do what we're going to be doing there come next week. So we are very, very, very excited about that. And I can absolutely not wait to go there and see what exactly is going on. So it's going to be totally, totally awesome. And I'm going to have a great, 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 great time. And a wonderful time. So, I tell you, I mean, you know, it's just, oh my God. And don't forget, we still have the opportunity for individuals who want to take part in our Women Leadership and Entrepreneurship Association, International Association. If you would like to be a part of that, please, 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 get in touch with us right away. We will let you know shortly how you can take advantage of that and how you can definitely sign up. You can definitely sign up and be a member. You can definitely refer other people if you may not have a business. But if you know someone who has a business, if you know someone who you think would make a good candidate, okay, for that organization, please, please, please let them know about this. Tell them about it. What else? We have so many wonderful things going on. I just want to make sure that I tell you about each and every one so that you can definitely get involved, you know, take your life to the next level. Make sure that, you know, you there's places that we are going that you would also like to travel with us, all right? We want you to be able to do that as well, okay? We want you to be able to go with us when we travel. There are just so many ways that you can connect with us and go and enjoy. Now, today, I wanted to talk this morning on the, and welcome to all of you who have tuned in to the broadcast this morning. I'm so excited. I know it seems like I'm stumbling around here. That's because I'm so excited about the trip to North Carolina. I'm excited about tomorrow, today. What's today? Thursday. Oh, yes. And now, I don't know if you know this, but you can join my coaching class. It happens online. You can come and listen to the live class, or you can listen to the recorded class. The recorded class has a discount on it. If you listen in on the live class, it's the Release Your Power coaching program. There's 10 sessions, but there's 8 strategies, and each strategy has its own session. So you can listen from the comfort of your own home. You do not have to come anywhere unless you just want to. So you can be at home. You can be wherever you want to be. You can sit in your car. You can be at the college. Now, today I wanted to talk on the show this morning about, I wanted to give you 6 reasons to do what you love. You know, people say, do what you love and the money will come. Well, I totally believe that. And I wanted to share with people today 6 reasons why you should do what you love, okay? So let me get started with that and share that with you. And I just want to let people know about the show, what's going down today. The first thing you want to do, right? The first reason you want to do what it is you love is because it will help to make you successful. When you do what you love, you will put your heart and your soul in it. And it will, you will just come alive. Therefore, anything you do where you are alive and energized, and you will be successful at it. So when you do what you love, I'm telling you, it is a great, wonderful feeling. So the first thing is because you want to be successful, and you will be. Okay, think about that for a minute. How would you like to be successful? Would you like that? How does that sound to you, being successful at what you do? Okay. And that's why you want to do what you love. You know, I don't understand people who take these jobs doing things that they don't like. And I'm not talking about if you don't have any other choice. As a matter of fact, I would just definitely like to tell you that you do have a choice, but you got to make the choice. You got to take the choice. You don't have to settle. You may start out, well, we all have to take jobs probably initially in the beginning that we don't really like or enjoy or love. But nobody said you had to stay there 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. That is utterly ridiculous. You don't have to do that. Because the very job that you're doing that you don't love, somebody else absolutely loves that. And so basically you're blocking their spot. Okay, so that's the second reason that you want to do what you love, because you're blocking someone else's spot. So you want to unblock their spot. Another reason that you want to do what you love so that you can get paid. You ever heard the saying, do what you love and the money will come? Well, it's true. If you do what you love, the money will come. Why? Because you're successful. And when you're successful, this is what I tell people, is you become an expert in what it is you're doing. People will pay. People pay for experts. People pay for people who have a lot of knowledge in a particular area. So, 6 reasons. I'm giving you today 6 reasons why you want to do what you love. That's your job, your business. You do what you love. One, you want to be successful. The more you love it, the better you'll do it, the greater you'll do at it. And you'll be more successful at it. And you'll feel good. You'll feel great. Number 2, you want to unblock an opportunity for someone else. You know, we have to start caring about our fellow man and woman. There are other people that could be doing that job that would absolutely love it. While you're there miserable, they're probably somewhere else miserable. So if you would go on, step out on faith, go on and do the hard thing, you see, it can work out. Another reason that you want to do what you love, you want to be able to reduce, basically, your medical bills. You know, there are a lot of people who are stressed out, unhealthy, because they're involved in things that they don't feel good about. Okay? When you ever get that little sick feeling in your stomach when you know there's things that you're involved in that you just don't feel good about? As a matter of fact, we were talking about that on Monday night. There are even people who, even beyond the whole bullying in the workplace, which is a whole nother topic, there are people who don't like their jobs. They go to work. They're miserable. At that point, you're bullying yourself. It's like self-hate. It's like self-torture. Why would you stay on a job that you don't like, that you don't like doing, that you don't enjoy what you do? So I'm giving you today 6 reasons for doing what you love. When you love what you do, you know, they say, here's another reason, it's like playing. It's not like work. It's like playing around when you love what you do. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, it really feels funny at the beginning. It feels strange to get paid for something you love doing and something you feel like is play. You're like playing around and you're getting paid. I remember one of my jobs I had, most of my jobs I've had, I love them. Not all of them, but quite a few. For instance, I'll just tell you about a couple of jobs that I absolutely loved and I had a ball. Well, this wasn't anything I really chose. It kind of chose me, but my very, very first job at age 16, I worked in a daycare. My first job, summer job, as they called it in Cincinnati, Ohio. When you were in high school, you got a summer job. And I know kids still do that today, so this was my first summer job back in 1972, and I worked at a daycare center in the community where we lived, and I loved that job. Oh, my God. I got up and went to work every day. I loved it. I played with the kids. It was. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And at that time, I remember thinking that that's the work I would do, that I would be working in a child care center or a daycare. I thought that's what I was going to do for the rest of my life. I absolutely loved it. But that was really my only job ever in a daycare, was that one summer. Until recently, about, 2 years ago, I worked for a welfare-to-work program for women from a daycare center, but I didn't work for the daycare. I didn't work with the kids. But I've worked with children since then. But it just goes to show you these jobs you've had in your lifetime. But I did that job. I absolutely loved it. But it wasn't like one that I sought after. It was just the job they had available for the summer program. Now, another job that I absolutely enjoyed, well, it was sort of similar. I was working with youth down in Newark, New Jersey, in a college-bound program. And these were 7th through, well, I worked with kids from 7th to 12th grade over the 4 years, different age groups. But most of my time was spent, I just worked 1 year with the 9th to 12th graders. The 3 years I worked with 7th and 8th graders. And, oh, my God, what fun that was. Like, that was really not like work at all. Talking with them, mentoring them, encouraging them. Wow, taking them on trips, scheduling my, you know, the hardest part of my job was to, I had one really, really big piece of my job that was very difficult. and that was every year we had to take 40 of the kids out of state, and I had to take them to different colleges along the East Coast. As far, we pretty much started in New Jersey, and we visited colleges as far south as Virginia and Maryland area, right? But there's a lot of colleges in between New Jersey and Maryland. And so we would take these kids to these college campuses. That was my hardest job, was scheduling food. And it was like, well, normally when I had the 1 year I had the seniors, I took them for 4 days. And four nights, rather, I think 4 nights and 5 days, something like that. But when they gave me the eighth graders to take, I told them there was no way I was going to be out. I told them, it was a lot of fun, but I was not going to be out of town with eighth graders for 4 days. That wasn't happening because, come on, they're still very young. They still miss their mommy and daddy, and, you know, I couldn't torture myself like that. I loved it, but no, not that long. And plus, I had not, you know, done that with that young of a crowd. The seniors, it was totally different because they're pretty much on their own for the most part. The eighth graders, I knew I was going to have a heavy security system on them, and I just didn't want any danger, you know, to come to them. So in a hotel, 40 eighth graders, boys and girls. Now, had it been all girls, I would have easily said yes. All boys, absolutely, but they wouldn't let me do that. As it was, I had a hard enough argument just to get them to allow me to split them up on the bus. I didn't want to be on a bus with 40 girls and boys sitting anywhere they wanted. I wanted the girls in one half of the bus and the guys on the other half. You know, but of course people was like, oh, that's discrimination. But when your child comes home pregnant, you ain't going to be talking about discrimination. You're going to be hoping and wishing that somebody had paid a little bit more attention to some discretion there. So I felt comfortable arguing that point with my leader, who was very supportive of me. She knew I had been in the military. She knew my background, so she trusted that what I was doing was not just to discriminate and what have you. She knew I was trying to protect the students and in their best interest. I mean, they could hang out together when we got, you know, off the bus, but on the bus, I couldn't watch 40 kids. And it wasn't just me. Now, I had three other chaperones with me, or two others. It may have been three. We had to have one chaperone per 10 children, so we had the 40 kids. Oh, it was awesome, though. But that was so much fun. I got paid to take them on trips. I got paid to take them to Dorney Park, Hershey Park, Great Adventure, the beach, oh, my God, Baltimore Harbor. We ate in the finest restaurants New York had to offer. Oh, my God, what a job. That was awesome. I'll never forget that. So you can really do what you love and really get paid and get paid a lot of money. And, again, when you do what you love, you're actually going to work harder and you're going to do it better. You remember, so I'm giving you today 6 key reasons why you want to do what you love. The first reason was you're going to be successful. I was the most successful person doing that job with those youth because I absolutely loved it. Everybody on campus, they knew me. They knew my students. They were respectable. I trained them well how to behave, how to carry themselves on the campus. And I'm so honored when sometimes I don't remember them. They remember me quicker than I'll remember them. I had hundreds of them over the 4 years, but it is such an honor to every now and again, one of them will be walking through the hallways at the college because I still teach there. And I don't still work in that job, though, but they'll stop me and, you know, I'm so amazed when I see them, you know, grown up and in college and doing the thing that we were there to do, which was to encourage them to finish school, graduate high school, and to go to college. And now I'm happy that I'm involved at the college level. I'm involved with having students graduate. So that's another job for me that's not pay right now. I have a job or even this. I don't get paid to do this, but it's a lot of fun. So successful. Remember, you're going to unblock an opportunity for someone else if you get out of the job that you're at that you don't like. You get paid to do it. You do what you love, the money will come. Reduce medical bills, less stress, less trips to the hospital, because when you are doing what you love, there's like this chemical that's released inside your body and that makes you healthy. So you want to be happy and you want to be healthy. So you'll have less medical bills, you'll have less trips to the doctor, less medicine. So dopamine, I think it's what it is, it's what it's called. It's released. These endorphins are loose in your body and they make you healthy when you're happy, when you're laughing, even when you hang around a lot of women that are positive, you feel better. Also, it's like playing. When you do what you love, it's like playing around. You're like at work playing, you're having fun. Work isn't work. You don't care how many hours you're there. You're just having a great time. It's like play. It's like being in a playground. It's like kids playing in a sandbox. Absolutely, totally fun. And then the number six reason to do what you love is that you'll stay motivated. You'll be motivated. You know, a lot of people, they lack motivation. And when they want their motivation to be there for different things that they need to complete, they're wondering why they don't have any motivation. Well, motivation is like, it can be like an engine. You know, once you turn it on, it's like nonstop. So if you can turn on motivation in one area of your life, that same motivation can now be transferred to other areas of your life. So that's why it's important, it's ultra important to find what you love to do and get to doing it. Now, we just started these classes and seminars. As a matter of fact, at the power parties, that's what I will be teaching people who show up at the power party. I will be giving them not only these six reasons why they should do what they love, but I will also be teaching them how to tap into what it is they really love doing, because a lot of people just don't know what it is they love doing. And so I'm going to work with them and in the workshops and in the power party. So make sure if you want to have one. Start pulling together your list of people that you want to invite. If you want to have one at your job, that's fine. You have a group of women at work during lunch. I can come in at lunch hour. You gather up a bunch of ladies in a room. We did something similar at Union County College, and I did a workshop there for, it was a brown bag. It was a brown bag luncheon. It was very cute. We just kind of went around the room and discussed why it's important to release your power. Why? Probably, I suspect, what I'll do tomorrow on that show, tomorrow on the show, I will discuss tomorrow morning's broadcast before I get out of town here. I want to give people reasons why they want to release your power, why you want to release your power. Because I think that some people think that, I don't need to do that. Or some people could be wondering, is that something I need to do? Do I need to release my power? So I definitely want to share with people some reasons why they should release their power. Absolutely, hands down, unequivocally, make it happen. Got to make it happen. And remember, a lot of this stuff is for you and for others around you. The group that I was with in Jersey City yesterday, I was convincing them of why it's so important that they become successful. And that's what I want to make the case for you as well. So today I gave you six reasons to do what you love. You heard us say it before. Do what you love. If you love your work, you never work a day in your life. but I know some people, they have something that they love. For instance, like this radio show. I love doing this radio show, but I don't get paid for this, per se. But I do want to teach people the next step after doing what you love is to be able to teach you how to get paid for doing what you love. So you have to come to one of our workshops. That's what I'll be teaching people in our power parties, how they can get paid and do exactly what they love doing. Yes, how to get paid for what you love. And I'm telling you, and I'm not talking about doing anything illegal. Okay? If you love doing illegal things and you, that's how you want to get paid, like for instance selling drugs and prostitution and strip joints and other types of things, even some of those things, well, maybe working in a strip joint is not necessarily illegal, but it's immoral and you're not going to feel good at the end of the day. But if you want to get paid for doing criminal acts, you might as well also like to get paid. You also may as well love getting locked up and being in prison or jail and degraded and get your life set back and get yourself put in a big ditch that it could take you a lifetime to dig yourself out of. You see, and that's what I'm going around the country telling these young people who have not yet gotten into that ditch. Okay, it's one thing if you get in there by accident. So you're with the wrong person at the right time. That can happen. Or the wrong person at the wrong time. Or you could fall over in that ditch by some accident. But when you walk into it openly, with open eyes, you could be falling into a ditch that may take you the rest of your life to get out of. Yes, I know there are many, many people like myself who was very, very blessed, fortunate, whatever you want to call it, that we walked into that ditch openly and blind and you know, without any blinders on. And yes, it took me 20 years to dig my way out. So when I tell you that you could take your lifetime because you don't know what day you're going to leave here, I just thank God that He gave me X amount of years beyond my ditch digging. But for some people, not so. So I want to warn young people, don't get caught up in these videos, these rap songs, these movies. Don't get caught up in that and think you can go and live like that. Because you'll be, those people are rich that are making those songs, those people that are making those videos, they're getting paid to do what they love. And you can't do that because you don't have it like that. So I got it, you know, that's my burning desire, is get to these schools and tell these, you know, 8th graders and these 9th graders, I want to catch them in the 8th grade if I can. That's the best grade, I think, to really still be able to get through to them, possibly even the 7th grade. I know that that's the grade where a lot of young people decide if they want to go down that wrong road. They want to be gang members. They want to be drug dealers. They want to be murderers, thieves, or whatever. A lot of times it's around that age, 6th grade, 7th grade, and so I'm going school by school. I'm just going to do one school at a time. So I talked to one school yesterday. Again, I'm not getting paid to do it, but it's what I love, and actually, I will be getting paid eventually, but when you do what you love, the money will come. So I suspect once our program launches and is very effective, I'm sure that we will have many agencies willing to fund us to do what we're going to do with these youth. And so I'm excited about it. I can't wait to get it started. I met with the principal yesterday. She was excited about it. It's awesome. That's my first time in how long? Oh, my God. Well, one other time maybe, but this is like very, very rare, once or twice, that I sat down with a principal of a school in Newark, or anywhere else in New Jersey. And New Jersey, I'm sorry, you have great, wonderful schools, but you have some schools that you have a great need for your students. This is the first time I sat down with a principal who was that exciting. I mean, she was almost scary. I thought, is she really the principal? She dressed me into, first of all, she came out of her office with this big giant smile on her face and grabbed my hand. I thought she was going to grab and hug me. Grabbed my hand and shook it, and I was like, wow, I'd never seen that. It's the very first time. And I talked to a lot of schools about coming in and doing programs like this for their students, and usually I get put on hold, I'll call you back, leave me your number, and I never hear from them, and I don't go back to them. Once I make myself available, this is my gift, my calling God gave me. It's like, you know, you shake the dust off your feet and you keep moving. But he says, where you receive, where the prophet is received, you go in and you do miracles. So I'm about to do supernatural miracles in that school with those youth. And this woman, she received me. She says, come on in. This is great. This is wonderful. She left me in her office. Okay? She left and went outside to do with her kids, to deal with her kids. It was time for them to get out of school. She left me in there to set the plans in order. She didn't say come back next week. And this is the end of the school year. Hello? She didn't say come back in September. Let's see what we can do. She says, I will make the resources in this school available to you. And I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. If you do what you love, the money will come. Now, I love motivating people, but especially our youth. And guess what grades she has? Up to the 8th grade. So I told her, right now, I just want the 8th graders, possibly 7th graders. But I'll start with the 8th graders, and then I'll work my way down. But I want to get them because they're leaving to go to high school next year. And I don't want them going to those high schools falling through the cracks. So I want to go and I want to empower them. I want to instill something in them. And you're going to see, watch, you're going to be hearing about it because it's about to blow up at that school there. I hate to say it like that, but it is. It's not going to blow up literally, but figuratively, it's going to blow up. So that's all I have to share with you today. And the show today was all about doing what you love. You got to do what you love, people. And I gave you 6 reasons why. Don't forget them. Success. You get to unblock somebody else's path. You get paid for what you do. You reduce your medical bills, which is like getting paid. It feels like play. It's a good reason. You get to have fun. And you'll be motivated. And once you're motivated, you turn that motivation on. Remember, motivation is like an engine. Motivation is like taking a bath. You know, motivation can be refreshing. Once you get motivated, you can be more successful. Once you get motivated, you'll be more willing to do the things that you can do to get things done so that you can be a success. You know, being motivated can turn on your motivation for other areas of your life. I tell you, it's going to be on. So don't forget, tune back in tomorrow where we're going to give you reasons why you want to release your power. Don't forget, we have programs coming up, power parties, workshops. You can have one yourself. You can get your dream and your goals and live them, define them, discover them. Choose them, create them. Like I tell my students, you got 3 ways you can do this thing. Okay? You can discover it, you can create it, or you can innovate. Those are your 3 choices, whichever you want to do. You can make that dream happen. Discover your dream, live your purpose, find your passion, be prosperous in everything that you do. Don't forget. This is your hour. This is your opportunity. Don't blow it. Don't miss out on it. And whatever you do, start looking at things from a different perspective. Most of the problems is our mindset. Got to look at it with a different perspective. open your eyes to new and exciting, and don't be fearful. This whole thing that I'm talking about, at the crux of all that I'm telling you, what's thrusting this is faith. You have to be able to walk by faith, step out on faith. I told them in Virginia, some of you were there. We were down at the Women's Leadership Conference. We'll be back there this September. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome on the beach. Oh, my God. A beach power party. I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting with the ocean. Wow. Let me tell you, we're going to go down. I'm telling you. Well, Francine Humphrey, she's down there in Virginia Beach heading that up. It's her women's conference. We'll be joining her. And I told them last year, faith is the game changer. All right, now, you want to change the situation in your life and get on your A game? You can do it. And then don't forget, put on your calendars, get your ticket, whatever you got to do. Save up $5 a week. It's only $30 to come to one of the most smashing events in New Jersey and New York. It's called Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, where our headline speaker is Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. We're going to give you speaker after speaker after speaker, phenomenal speakers, dynamic speakers. So you're going to learn some speaking techniques. You're going to be able to watch them up close and personal. You're going to be able to talk to them. Then we're going to have all kinds of vendors. You're going to learn how to sell your products. You're going to learn about products, coaching. Oh, we're going to have a panel this year, so it would be like a panel discussion plus phenomenal speakers. I'm going to show you so many things, and you're going to be happy. And the team of people that I have working around me and with me is going to be awesome. So go to the website, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs.com. Awesome website. I'm still developing it, but there's a lot of information right there. And I'll see you back tomorrow. Have a great and powerful day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to another segment, because it is all about you. That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.